What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're following up on Dr. Gilbert Levin and his labeled release experiment. Now, this was the device on Viking that said, yeah, there's microbial life. And they got the same positive results at both Viking landers, which were like thousands of miles apart on the Martian surface. And they ran four sets of experiments, all came back positive. They ran five sets of controls in which they literally cooked the nutrient solution to kill anything that was in it. And so, of course, no metabolic products were being produced from that. Other scientists around the world have looked at the data and said, yes, there is indigenous life on Mars. And, you know, NASA's been hemming and hawing about it ever since. And now they say, well, you know, we're finding all these indications that Mars may have had life once in the past. Well, looking at the extremophiles here on planet Earth, life evolves to fit its environment. Stuff that you have around, like the deep sea thermal vents, near the ice caps, places where you and I can't go without protection. But since 1976, NASA has not included any life detection experiments, and they're not including one on next year's Mars 2020 probe. Because they don't want to have to go back and admit that they were wrong. NASA means never a straight answer. And the decision to say that there was no life on Mars was purely political. It wasn't based on the science. The science said there's indigenous life there. And NASA relied on a different experiment, the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer, and said, well, we didn't find any organic molecules with this, therefore there cannot be life. There's two flaws with that. One, maybe Martian life uses different organic molecules. But more importantly, it's been determined several times since Martian soil contains large amounts of a chemical class called perchlorates. And perchlorates, in the presence of heat, disassemble organic molecules. So the GCMS was literally destroying any possible organic molecules before it could detect them. And NASA has just stuck with this story ever since then. And I'm glad that Gilbert Levin is getting the attention that he deserves, because he deserves a vindication. So, you know, why was the U.S. government hiding the truth from the world? I mean, they went through this whole song and dance with that Martian meteorite saying, oh, no, no, they may look like fossil microbes, but they really have to be something else. The revelation that there is, in fact, life out there in the universe will change the world literally. And we humans might decide to put down our weapons of war and unite together and say, let's go find out. Let's go on out there and find out. Let's just take even just a quarter of the money being spent on weaponry, put it back into space exploration. That would be a loss, of course, of the military-industrial complex. And it would be a loss of control by the government. Thus realizing that, you know, we're not alone. There's other life out there, possibly other, you know, intelligent life, possibly different ways of running a planet. Franciscan monks, when Marco Polo returned from China, they tossed him in a dungeon, because they thought that if the ordinary people of Europe found out there was this amazing civilization far to the east that had never even heard of Jesus, that it would undermine the authority of the church. Information did get on out. So you need to look at the lengths that organizations and individuals will go to maintain their power, control, and wealth. These are not honorable people. I mean, heck, look at the problem we've got with pedophilia in the church. They're not nice people. They sell you on the idea they're nice people. Not really. Okay, this is kind of interesting for you microbiologists out there. Scientists have discovered electric bacteria. Now, there are bacteria found in oxygen-deprived sediment and soil are able to generate electricity. But they've learned that the organism achieves this through a method that differs from others used by electric bacteria. So the bacteria in this case is called Geobacter sulfuriducens, and it's an anaerobic bacteria and possesses a unique biological structure, which researchers think could be used to create next-generation batteries, things like miniature pacemakers. I think the regular battery companies are going to buy that one up. They're not going to want that one on the market very much. Okay, the feds have taken down the world's largest dark web child porn marketplace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And the website's now been closed. It was an English language called Welcome to Video. It contained more than 200,000 unique videos, 8 terabytes of data showing sex acts involving children, toddlers, and infants. And they've charged this 23-year-old South Korean man for running this thing. And apparently, he made more than $730,000 doing this. So, according to prosecutors, the vast online store was run by Jong Woo-sun, a South Korean citizen who was already serving an 18-month prison sentence in his home country after his conviction on charges related to child pornography. And I'm sorry, I view this all as insanely sick. You don't do that to children. And my question is always going to be, you know, where were the parents when all this was going down? Were they part of the problem? Were they willing to basically rent their kids out for this kind of activity? And as I said before, in a different context, if you go to a porn website, you're just asking for trouble. And I'm sure probably this site downloaded a lot of malware onto a lot of people's computers here. Alrighty, let's see. Apparently, there's a story that's coming on out from Blabberbuzz. Actually originates on InfoWars. Well, okay. But apparently, Alex Jones went with this story that there may be an attempt on Donald Trump's life later today. And I certainly hope not. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I'm very disappointed in the man. But I wish him no harm. And again, we have to be so careful about what we're being sent here in the independent media. Because they're trying to trip us up. They're trying to get us to say things that they can use to justify shutting down websites. Oh, you're an anti-Semite something. Okay. Apparently, Mulvaney is saying that the White House did hold up aid to Ukraine because Trump wanted a probe into DNC hacking. So this is no longer about Hunter Biden. And you know something? The president has the right to stop signing checks. They stop signing all those checks to Israel, I really do here. Apparently, U.S. diplomats were pulled off a train in Russia, and Russia is saying it was for their safety because the train was in the area where they had that horrible accident with this experimental nuclear propulsion system that apparently has contaminated quite a large area. And Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that the voters are not going to decide on Trump's impeachment. It's none your business. We're in charge. We're running the country. No, actually, one of our earlier callers hit it right on the head. They're supposed to represent us. And if the American voters are souring on the idea of impeachment, and the polls show that they are, Pelosi needs to listen. She's not the president. She's Speaker of the House. She's not, certainly not God. Okay. Apparently the IMF is now admitting that some of their policies are leading the world to the edge of disaster. And it really is. And again, it all gets back to the fraud of private central banking, where privately owned banks are allowed to literally create money out of thin air. There's nothing backing it up. Not since Nixon ended gold convertibility. It's funny money. It's counterfeit. It's legalized counterfeiting. And they're able to basically just create all this money, and then they loan it into circulation at interest. Now, you, of course, are not allowed to print up your own money with which to repay the loan and the interest. Because of that simple little mechanism, there's always going to be more debt than there was money to pay that debt. In fact, somebody just sent me this link to this debt clock about how fast it's climbing. And now we're finding out that the Federal Reserve, in order to buy back all these U.S. Treasuries bonds that everybody's dumping, they're spending as much money to do that as the military budget. We're talking $600-700 million. Sorry, billion. Apparently a Russian senator interviewed on Sputnik International responded to Trump's letter to Erdogan, the one that Erdogan threw in the trash and said, final straw here, and saying, you know, this Russian senator says, the U.S. can't handle its own problems, let alone global ones. And he's absolutely right. The more we get into this, I mean, our country is falling apart. It's like Peter in Los Angeles will say, you know, the water is unreliable, that all these illegal immigrants are being used to change the demographics. We can't fix the infrastructure. All we can do is stick our politicians' nose and our military into other people's business where it doesn't belong. And these other countries, they don't hate us for our freedoms, like George W. Bush tried to sell us that. Talk about a whopper. Got four Pinocchios for that one. The United States is hated around the world because of its habit of going into other people's countries, messing around with the legitimate elected government, putting in puppet rulers, and then plundering the place. We're a pirate kingdom, just like Tripoli was once. Let's see. Everybody's still out there up in arms about the coming Halloween holiday and forbidden costumes. Meanwhile, there's this clothing company called, I think it's Yandex, and I don't know how I got on their mailing list, but boy, are they putting out some real sexy stuff. Those of you who still think that looking sexy is a good thing here. Alrighty. I just got a very rude letter saying, you know, shut up about Mars. Bad. Look, I'm proud of the work I did on that mission. And I think Dr. Levin deserves his day in the sunshine. If you read my article about Levin and Viking, it starts out with all the times in history the wrong people got credit for great inventions and discoveries. Again, because of politics and influence and money. So, I'm not shutting up about Mars. because it is a huge NASA cover-up, and I'm glad it's getting attention. Glad it's getting attention. Okay. Let's see. Caller is correct, Peter. California will never be Republican again. The Reagan days are long gone, never to return. With the pouring in of more illegals, it is theorized that white will be the minority in California by the year 2040. It's close to being that way already. In fact, this person says, yeah, it's going to happen sooner. Alrighty. So, apparently, Stephen Scalise is out there saying that after Pelosi and Schumer stormed out, the White House meeting on Syria went very well, that they got a lot accomplished here. Another email, this one from Steve Elkins, saying, Pelosi's word, what's that worth? Well, what's any member of Congress word worth? Keep getting examples year after year after year that they're just consummate liars. If they ever catch themselves telling the truth, they tell a lie to stay in practice. I remember an incident that happened when Bill Clinton was president. Claire and I were already living in Hawaii. And Bill Clinton had made this big deal about how Hillary had gotten him off the junk food, that he was eating healthy and taking good care of himself. And then somebody snapped a photo of him coming out of the McDonald's over in Kailua, I think it was. And it ran briefly in the paper, and then that went away as well here. Okay. Get this here. Anyway, we could use some phone calls, guys, to finish out the show. 800-313-9443. And so, we've got a caller. My mistake. Billy in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Billy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I watch you all the time, and I haven't called in lately. But I just wanted to make a point about the border. You're one of the smartest guys I see as far as the, as they would call us, the underground movement, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Peter in Los Angeles, Dustin in New Jersey, hats off to all those guys. I've been asking some of my friends and your followers with some of the times that I call to try to get in touch with Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and make waves about the question that I had the last time I called about why wasn't Eisenhower cared enough about the country to close the border off and take care of a problem way back then. And Donald Trump has the same amount of power, if not more so, now than
more
he
so.
Had then. Yes, sir. And the problem is a lot worse. So my biggest disappointment with all the other things that I agree with your listeners is that I was a big Trump supporter when he first came down the escalator because of the things he said. But as soon as I found that information, I just stumbled upon it. But it was like he could have took care of this problem, when he first got elected through an executive order, for God's sake. He doesn't have to dance around with this big clown show with the Republicans and the Democrats. And my question to you is yourself, because I know how intelligent you are and a lot of your listeners. I really admire a lot of people that call in and yourself as well. I had a little math quiz for you.
Yes.
The math quiz is the amount of immigrants, illegal immigrants that are here now. Take that number and add another 5 or 10 million to it, and then do some research and see, not exactly, but a ballpark of how many illegal immigrants are coming over here on a monthly basis, and take that
okay,
number.
Billy,
and multiply
I got to put you on hold. Billy, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a commercial break. I'll come right back to you as soon as we have these commercials.
Folks, This is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yes, RBN and whatreallyhappened.com, we do need your assistance because there's literally right now a war between the government and the people of the United States of America over who's going to control the truth. And we need your help. We really do. Okay, so we're talking with Billy in Pennsylvania. We're talking about the open borders issue. And to back up here a little bit historically, when Eisenhower ran his Operation Wetback, which, of course, the liberals would be screaming, racism, racism, if anybody tried to use a name like that today, he had about one-tenth the resources that Trump has. And you're absolutely right. Trump, you know, Trump needs to enforce the laws. He's got his whole Department of Justice over there, and all these people helping these illegal immigrants, they're all in violation of Title VIII. And we're talking serious jail time in some cases. Okay? But there was this study done recently. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You finish.
Well, there was this recent study that was done by Harvard and Yale, and they came up with an estimate that across the entire United States of America right now, there is something like 25 to 27 million illegal immigrants that are just a strain on our system. And it's just utterly absurd. And Eisenhower was basically able to shut down the border by simply shutting it down. And anybody who was caught coming over the Rio Grande or everything, they just throw them back. There wasn't all this nonsense about, well, you've got to have a hearing and, you know, you can claim asylum because conditions in your country are really, really bad because, and we're sorry we overthrew your elected government and imposed this foreign puppet rule, but we did it for our corporations and that makes it all okay. But especially under the influence of the liberal Democrats, the immigration system has just been turned into this joke. And they're out there openly saying, everybody has a right to come to this country. No, you don't. I mean, you have a right to come to this country if you're going to obey the laws. You don't have a right to be a U.S. citizen just by stepping across the border. And yet that seems to be the attitude of the open borders people.
It's so weird that you just, as I was listening to your program when I was on hold, when you said about, the 2040 predicament, to me, like I was saying before the commercial, if, you yourself or your listeners really do the math and take that, 22, 25 million illegal immigrants that are here now and take that number and put it on the left side of the paper, and then do some research and see exactly, or a ballpark, of what's coming in every month, and then take that number and multiply it by 12, and then take that number, which is a year, and multiply it by 10. It's game over. And all this back and forth clown show with the liberals and the Republicans and the Democrats or the communists, whatever you want to call them, it's not going to matter anymore, because then it's game over. It's game.
I'm in agreement with you. Between the cost of the illegal immigrants and the cost of the wars, we're heading toward an obvious collapse of the system, and it's all due to the very short-sighted politics and policies that we have seen, especially coming out of the Democratic side of Congress, and the Republicans are not without fault on their own part as well. They really did forget what their job is supposed to be, which is representatives of the American people, not of the big corporate donors, not of the bankers, and certainly not of Israel. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said that the United States will never be conquered from without. It'll have to destroy itself from within, which is what we're in the process of doing right now.
Yeah, I don't think they forgot their duties. I think they just don't care because the corruption, the level, like Peter says in Los Angeles, the level of corruption is so off the hook. I mean, it's just, it started when they killed Kennedy. Right after that, that's when it was really, that was their signature to their statement to say, this is what's going on. We're in charge and everything else that happened after that. And when you do those numbers and see how many of them, and it really ain't about exterminating white people. It's all the patriots that believe in our way of life. God bless the whites. God bless the blacks. God bless the Hispanics who believe in our way of life. And all of us should get together and put a stop to this crap, man. We ought to all get together, and like the black people did a million-man march, we ought to do a 10-million-man march and go to D.C. and put a stop to this crap. And close the border off. I mean, it's ridiculous, boss. It's ridiculous. Everybody should get together and stop being divided. We are Americans. We're not black. We're not white. We're not Hispanic. We're all Americans, and we gotta come together as one and stop these tyrants. They're just tyrants. They want to destroy us.
That's a very important message that must get out there. We are a single American people. We have a country, and we have to take care of it because obviously our various governments don't. They're not taking care of the place. It's falling apart. All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to take another break for commercials here, and we could use more callers. 800-313-3943. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Israel, of course, or at least their government, has to be happy they found another camp guard, Nazi camp guard. Guy's 95 years old. And they're putting him on trial. And nobody really knows if he did anything. It's always guilt by acclamation. And, of course, Israel dreads the day when they can't find any more Nazis to put on trial so that they can say Holocaust and Nazis and all the rest of it all over the news here. But they got one now. Serves them right if he dies before they're able to complete the trial. And apparently, I was right to be a little concerned about Mike Pence's news conference earlier regarding Syria and Turkey, because the story has already started to mutate. And the story now is Pence is saying Turkey has agreed to pause their military operations to give the Kurds time to leave. And, of course, no comment from the Kurds whether they have any intention of leaving. You know, they want that strip of land. Now, the last deal that we heard was in the works was with Putin and Assad and Erdogan all agreeing to let the Kurds have this thin strip of land. for, you know, their Kurdistan. And so I really think Mike Pence's news conference was intended to try and bolster Trump's image. He really didn't say anything that had any meaning to it. And again, we know how much we get lied to about these things. So we're going to keep an eye on this story. And I'd like to see peace break out. You know, but contrary to what George W. Bush said in that idiotic statement of his, you know, American interventionism is not what is bringing peace to the world. It has brought war and bloodshed and death and suffering and destruction everywhere. And it does have to stop, because at some point somebody's going to say, okay, New World War is inevitable. We're actually in a slow motion world war right now. And they're going to start pushing the buttons, and things are going to get really ugly really fast. Speaking of ClimateGate, apparently there is a major nor'easter here in the United States that is threatening to create a phenomenon called the bomb cyclone, which is this massive, miles across, sudden downdraft that'll just bring all kinds of torrential rain. So if you're in New England, hunker down. Same thing, apparently, Louisiana is looking at an incoming tropical storm. We may get a little rain here on Saturday, according to the local forecaster here. One of the things I'm liking about Indiana are the critters. And yes, there was wildlife in Hawaii, but we hardly ever got to see it except for the feral cats and an occasional chicken. But it's just all over here. I was out back on the commercial break, and it was a huge bird overhead. And because I couldn't get my hands on the binoculars, I'm not sure what it was. But we do have brown eagles here. We have bald eagles here, turkey vultures, things like that. It's a huge nest in the tree over there. Springtime, I'm, you know, going to be curious as to find out what hatches out of that. Okay, well, apparently, back here, news icon disappeared. Apparently, our energy secretary is getting ready to resign from his position. And I would imagine with the oil industry in the trouble it seems to be in, now's a good time to get on out. In fact, I'll be very honest, I'm expecting to see a lot of resignations from Trump's White House. People, they don't want to be there when it all comes apart. You know, it's like being the cook on the Titanic. And he's asking the captain, are you sure the cook goes down with the ship? Anyway. I think the situation in Turkey and Syria is not going to improve, despite what Mike Pence said. I think that press conference was purely for show. One of the reasons I think it was purely for show is I was sent so many copies of it, which is generally a giveaway you're dealing with a propaganda campaign of some kind. But as I said before, the story has changed. Erdogan is going to pause the military action to give the Kurds time to leave. But obviously, if the Kurds do not leave, Turkey will start back up and risking war with Syria. And again, we still don't have Syria's reaction on any of this. Why are we even there? I mean, if you think about all the bovine excrement that we've been fed about why we're in all these countries. Oh, we're bringing them democracy. We're freeing them from an evil dictator. You know, we're going to give them the benefits of the American way of life. Well, looking around here, I'm not sure that these other countries want the benefits of American life. They certainly don't want the crooked American elections. They don't like the crooked American politicians. And, of course, in the case of Syria, originally it was Assad is gassing his own people. He's a maniac. He's insane. He's using sarin gas on his own people. And we'd come on out and we'd say, why would he do that? Why would he do the one action that would justify U.S. military intervention? And I'm sure that the interventionists, like George W. Bush, they're still looking for a reason. How do we get back into Syria? We need a reason to sell to the American people that they have to send their children and more of their tax money over to Syria and have years more chaos like we brought to Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq and Yemen. We've trashed those places. And then the United States says, well, we're going to have a policy of reconstruction. Remember when they told us that Iraq's oil would pay for that war? That never happened. All righty, we have a caller on the line, and that's Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just got one thing for you. You're mentioning that you think it's going to come apart. I got to tell you, even though I don't believe that I'm going to vote for Trump this next time, I believe he's going to win. And it's a feeling I have in just watching everything. And I actually don't believe it's going to come apart. In fact, if you ever pay attention to the Las Vegas odds makers, they tell you there's only one entity dumber than the regular people, and that's the media. And you combine that with the regular people, and all of them are saying the same thing you are, it's likely to turn out just the opposite of what you think it's going to turn out to be.
Well, I have to be honest, I hope you're right. I don't want to see this country collapse. Yeah. I don't want to see the American people go through famine and runaway inflation. Studying the history of other failed regimes. First of all, you need to remember, no nation, no government, no regime ever lasts forever. And actually, at over 200 years, the United States has had a really good run. To me, the deterioration is obvious, not just in our political system and not just in the corruption, but just in the way our society is dissolving. It's lost its moral compass. We're being turned against each other. If you want to talk about a civil war in the streets of America, it's already starting to happen with, like, these Antifa thugs.
Yeah. Mike, think about it, though. Just this is the last thing, and I'll let you go. If this thing does collapse, totally collapses, the Russians and the Chinese, they're not going to take up these goofy transgender. You can just tell by watching their society right now. I mean, I've been to Europe.
Oh,
I was in Europe for 35. They're not going to take up. They're not going to go for this transgender. So what's going to happen is they're going to beat the hell out of us. Not beat the hell out of us physically, but they're just going to pass us by because this country
is going to
subject
us. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. We are not going to be invaded by Russia and China or the rest of it. We've got too many problems here, and the Russians and the Chinese are going to say, look, they made this mess. They're going to have to sort it out for themselves.
Yeah, Mike, worrying about all the transgender and the global war, that's just going to put us way, way behind. It's not. I know some of the green people out there think the Green New Deal is actually going to put us ahead, but it's not. It's going to put us way, way behind. So,
it's going to bankrupt the nation.
Yes. Anyways, Mike, have a good show, and thank you. You're doing a fantastic job. You and Jeff Rince are
the
only ones I listen to now. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have a question about the reason Pence was sent. Wasn't he sent because Erdogan didn't want to deal with Pompeo?
Well, at one point, Erdogan said he wasn't going to talk to Pence, that the only one he would talk to would be Trump himself, and then Trump sent that stupid letter. So, in terms of international diplomacy, this thing has been a flustercluck from beginning to end, which is why my gut is telling me that Pence's press conference, it's not entirely on the up and up, and like I said, they're already changing the story.
And I think that Well, rather to say, doesn't anyone think that they've been watching this tag team of Pompeo and Bolton for the last year or so? Why would anybody want to talk to them? You know, it's they don't want to talk to the hamburger.
Well, they are the accredited representatives of the U.S. government, and again, under international diplomacy, when they come knocking on your door, generally they're invited in, unless relations are really going bad, which is certainly what has been happening with the United States and Turkey. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Senate is getting ready to pass a resolution calling for more sanctions on Turkey over their purchase of the S-400. And that's another reason to say this whole, you know, Erdogan going for a ceasefire, and of course they've stopped using ceasefire, it's merely a pause. And there's something wanky about the story, and I'm waiting to hear what the Kurd reaction is and what Syria's reaction is.
You know, Turkey had an empire one time.
Yes.
I don't think they want to deal with the hamburger flippers anymore. They want to talk directly to the top, or what they think is the top. But that's all I have. Thank you, and good night.
All right, thanks. All right, good night, and the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. I really do hope there's a way to turn this country around, and that has been my driving force for, a quarter of a century now I've been doing this. I mean, when Clinton's wrecked my career in Hollywood, I was at that time strongly motivated by simple revenge. You know, I've been wronged here. But through the years, the more I learn about what's going on within our government and world events, there's an obvious danger there. And, you know, I mean, you've got financial experts already saying that the coming correction, depression, recession, whatever they're going to call it, is actually going to be a lot worse than the one of the 1930s. And I tend to agree. I love that phrase the IMF is using. The world is in a synchronized slowdown. It means everybody's going broke at the same time, and for the same reason, the private central banks and the out-of-control debt. Now, there are some economists out there who are saying that there is going to be time for a reset. The bankers over in the Netherlands are already talking about, you know, restarting with a gold-backed currency. So it's the signs are obvious to a lot of people, and not just yours truly. And I say this because, you know, you got to be prepared. Don't let yourself get caught off guard. I mean, a lot of the people who really got hurt, again, with the Depression of the 1930s, they ignored the warning signs. You know, they believed the media and the newspapers, and, you know, everything was just fine. I mean, you actually had one of the Wall Street titans just days before crash was in the media saying, anybody not bearish on America is going to go broke. Now is the time to buy stocks. And they were basically trying to stimulate ordinary people to buy stocks because they needed that money coming into the stock market, and ultimately it didn't work. So that you need to understand, the corporate media's job, even all the way back in 1929, is to tell you what the government and the money junkies want you to think to get you to do what they want you to do. They're not there to inform you. They never have been. And, of course, we have these recent scandals with CNN and the New York Times and Project Veritas to just let us know we have a very dishonest media. We're more lied to than any other people on the face of planet Earth. I mean, I look at the New York Times and CNN, they're worse than Pravda and Izvestia ever were. We're in a Stalin-esque news cycle. And you just need to keep that in mind. Now, once again, getting back to the idea of being prepared, like it or not, we've had a very rough winter. We're going into another one. And there are likely to be serious food shortages. I've gotten emails from people saying, you know, food prices are already starting to skyrocket, and you may want to think about investing in one of those chest freezers, put in your garage, put a lock on it. Because when the food starts running out, people are going to just start stealing from each other. So, got a strange sound in the room here. So you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared for a hard winter. You need to be prepared for a recession. And we're in some very, very tough times. We're heading into more tough times is what I'm trying to say here. And you need to take care of yourself because the government's not going to do it. The government's looking out for itself. I can't do it. I'm an old guy. And there's only so much room in this place that we rented. But you got to start looking at the available facts before your face, and you have to be making some adjustments. One of the biggest adjustments we all need to start making right now is we don't allow food to go to waste. You'd be surprised how much. I'm going to look that up as part of a story for tomorrow about how much food is just wasted in this country. All right, got to take a break for our final commercial, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And a quick reminder that Steve Elkins will be taking the microphone for John Stadmiller following this program. So you're going to want to tune into him and hear what he has to say. I think something that people need to keep in mind right now is how unreliable corporate media has become. I mean, totally, completely unreliable. I think ABC set the example here. They get caught with that bogus Kentucky footage and then immediately misquote Trump. And they think that's what they're supposed to do. And then you read all of this stuff, or you listen to all this stuff coming out on the Project Veritas tapes. Now, this isn't Project Veritas saying these people said this. They went on out and they got them on tape saying, yes, we are biased. We don't want to admit it, but yes, we're biased. And that other caller was right for that one person at CNN to just openly say, I would prefer it if Donald Trump were dead. You know, that's the story. And I think the Secret Service should, you know, talk to this guy. I mean, obviously, I don't agree with a lot of what Trump has done. And I'm joined by a lot of people who probably agree the same thing. But you don't go around trying to solve the problem, you know, with violence. And, of course, I'm old enough to remember when Kennedy was assassinated, when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, when Martin Luther King was assassinated. I mean, the people who were trying to really help this country were just dropping like flies. There's always a convenient lone nut assassin to blame it all on. And if you have not already seen it, Oliver Stone did a wonderful film about the Kennedy assassination. It's incomplete. He left out some important details there. And of course, we now have Robert Kennedy Jr., who's gone public saying that Sirhan Sirhan was part of the plot to kill his father, but the actual fatal gunshot to the back of the head came from somebody else, who he's now named. And corporate media has pretty much brushed that one under the rug as well. Right now, corporate media, all they're really good for is the weather report and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather reports. So, anyway, we're looking at a government that is literally not just at war with you and I, the American people. They're at war with each other. I'm looking through the headlines here where, you know, just the rancor and the unwillingness to seek a compromise and a balanced position is very, very, very obvious. And it really is tearing itself apart. And I'm sure that other countries around the world are looking at what's going on in Washington, D.C. and just saying, it's just a matter of time. They can't hold this together anymore. They can't make it work. That Russian senator is right. We can't even solve our own problems, let alone go anywhere else and say, we're going to solve your problem. These other countries are saying, you are the problem. You came in here, you overthrew our elected government, you put in a puppet ruler, you're the problem. The United States is the curse of the world. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for Steve Elkins and the Stadmiller program. Please support our BN. Please support whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word. We need to build our audience. We need more listeners. We need more readers. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.